Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Lijay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Results of No Hype podcast, now Dream Hustle Win, honey. And today, my good people, today, we have my boy, Just Beats, in the building. Just Beats, what's good with you, honey? Just Beats, do I got you in the building, baby? I thought I did, but do we got you in the building, honey? Well, caller, do I got you on the air? Looks like we have a technical.
Yes, I'm here.
This is Q. It looks like I got a caller on the air, but I don't think the caller is able to hear me. Caller, go ahead and hang up and call back. You know what I'm saying? We got my boy Just Beats in the building. Just Beats, are you with me now? Caller, do I got you with me? Yo, on the ones and twos, caller, do I got you with me? Boo.
This is Q Sound.
Yo, yo, do I got you with me, caller? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? I've been trying to get you in here with me. I heard you, but I don't think you were hearing me.
Well, this
is this just
Q
me,
Sound,
so I got you in the building? This is Q Sound.
No, this is.
Oh,
this
my
is
boy.
Q Sound.
Oh, Q Sound, I didn't have any information on you, my guy, nothing. I didn't even get to hear none of your music. There was no email sent in. I have nothing. So, honestly, my guy, we're going to try to wing it. So, go ahead and, I guess, talk to your people about where you're from, your single, and if you got a video for your single out.
Okay. Can you hear me clearly?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I sent the info in, but this is Q Sound from Chicago, Illinois, west side of Chicago. I'm a singer, and my single Got What I Need is out right now on SoundCloud, and no actual video yet, but I do have a promo video on my Instagram page.
Now go ahead and shout out to social media and get a hold of you at.
My social media is I am Q Sound. That's IAMQSOUND. That's for Instagram. And for Twitter, it's Q Street. It's QSTREET 1987. That's my Twitter handle. And on Facebook, you could just type in Q Sound. Just QSOUND. And you'll find me there as well.
Okay. What ways are you branding? Do you have any other ways that you're branding yourself right now in your name that you want the people to be checking for?
Well, right now, my name kind of really stands for itself when they say cue the sound. So, you know, you do that, and I'll do the rest. I put on a great show. I dance, I sing, and basically my brand is being unique, unlike anybody else. I want to be separate from, you know, all the other R&B singers and pop singers, but I want people to, you know, when they hear my sound, then they know it's Q.
Okay, well, I haven't had a chance to check you out, but is there any place that you want them to go and direct all your crowd to? Any one of the social media outlets that you want to direct all the crowd to?
You can check me out on SoundCloud. Just type in my name, Q Sound, and I'll personally send you my tracks. I dearly apologize. I sent them in, but I guess they didn't get to you in time, so I dearly apologize for that. But I'll send you on my SoundCloud links, and I'm uploading more music. I have two singles out right now on SoundCloud, Got What I Need, and also West Side, which is really a story about where I'm from on the west side of Chicago.
Okay. All right, well, do you have any shows that you want the people to be looking out for, the shows, any kind of music videos, any kind of release parties, anything like that in your area that you want people to be checking out?
Nothing as of yet. Unfortunately, I just dropped my management. I'm not going to say any names, but I just dropped my management. So right now, I am my own management now. So some of the stuff is coming a little bit slow, but I am in talks with somebody in the industry for being a booking agent for me to get me some gigs. So definitely I will be having some gigs very soon, probably more towards the southern area, Atlanta. I'm actually in Vegas right now. I'm actually going to try to link with Power 105 here in Vegas and see if we can get something set up as well, too. They've been spinning my music in Vegas, Atlanta, Miami. I have about 5,000 SoundCloud streams on Got What I Need. So please, please go and check out the single. It's a cover single, but it's for promotional, you know. So definitely check it out.
All right. Going on right now. Make sure y'all go check him out for all my people in the Las Vegas area, for all my venues that's looking for somebody to go ahead and you're looking to get somebody in there that's going to be doing something different, like he said. Go ahead and check him out on YouTube, check him out on SoundCloud, and get at my guy. Is there any kind of email or anything that you would like them to get a hold of you by?
I am qsound@gmail.com. That's like my main email for most of my business right now. I actually just recreated that new email as of probably 2 days ago. The old one, some kind of way, I got locked out of. So all my business will go through that. And I'll also be forwarding you, like I say, my tracks and YouTube links and everything so you can check them out. And let's just help each other promote and do good work.
Definitely. For all my people out there listening, y'all make sure y'all go slide through and check him out. I'm gonna do the same, you know what I mean? And make sure y'all connect with my guy, you know what I mean? He out here doing his own work. And you know what I mean? I had to disassociate from one management as well, you know, not too long ago. So definitely on taking that, I want to definitely say shout out to you on taking that step. It's something that's definitely needed. You know what I'm saying? For you to grow as an artist and as a person. Some people don't realize that, so they stay in a situation that is not really the best for them to grow as an artist. So sometimes it's better for you to just step back, you know what I'm saying, and do your own thing for a while. For all my people out there that's looking for somebody, all my management that's out there looking for an artist, go ahead and check my boy out. See if there's something that you would like to work with, and then rock out for all my beat makers, for all my producers, for all my other artists out there. Make sure you check him out. See if there's something you want to get into, because we out here networking, honey. It's brand pushing time, and the more places you can be heard, the better, honey. So get with some good talent and get on, honey. Now I'm going to go ahead and give you another chance to go ahead and shout out all your social media handles and keep it fresh on their mind.
Okay, cool. Is it possible I could sing a little bit of my actual single just to let the people know what to look for?
Definitely, Papa, it's your world.
Okay, cool.
You know I know I'm fly. I pull up, don't deny me, because, baby, you drive me crazy when you say, oh, yeah, I want to be the that you call on. I want to be the one that give you some. I want to be the one you are. I know what this sound like is crazy. You could Beyonce, I'll be Jay-Z.
Yeah, go check it out. That's my single, Got What I Need. Like I said, SoundCloud, Q Sound. Instagram, I am Q Sound. Twitter, Q Street 1987, and Facebook Q Sound.
Definitely, y'all make sure y'all check him out. You know what I'm saying? Go slide through the Spotify, go slide through the SoundCloud, go slide through the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe, share, like, follow. You know what I'm saying? If it's just later, hit him up. You know what I'm saying? He doing things out here. So make sure y'all sharing the love out here, and make sure you're supporting the network. Now, I know you got a little bit of a team behind you, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the time, there's not a lot we can do by ourselves completely. You know what I'm saying? For me, as my engineer, I love him as death. If right now, him and my videographer, photographers, him and my people, you know what I'm saying? For me, I would shout them out. So take some time and shout out anybody that's been holding you down, Papa.
Okay. Shout out Jay Reddy. That's my brother, actually. Prince of Chicago, Prince of R&B. We know R. Kelly is the king, but my brother is the prince of R&B in Chicago. So Jay Reddy, once again, he's been the main one holding me down. Day Rashid Records is actually his label. So he's a label owner slash artist. He's been grooming me and helping me. He helped co-write my first single, actually, which is also on my Spotify. You could now it's tricky to get to my Spotify. You probably would have to search under DJ Rowe, which is my personal DJ. So DJ Rowe, that's another person I want to shout out. He's been actually the mastermind behind my first 4 or 5 singles. He's been the mastermind behind all of them. So shout out DJ Rowe. Shout out Mafia Dutch. He's the mastermind behind it's another promotional cover I have coming. We're still working on it now, but it's a remix of one of Neo's famous song. Shout out Exquisite, my other brother, who is a label owner. Label A&R, and he also owns his own entertainment company, Big Homie Entertainment. So shout out Exquisite, shout out Jay Reddy, shout out DJ Rowe, and shout out my little brother Young Streets as well too. So he's part of Drama Set. Oh, shout out Drama Set. I cannot forget Drama Set. I actually have a record with them as well, too. They're very big in Chicago. So Drama Set, shout out Bobby, Boss Blaze, Samaje, the big homie. they actually helped produce one of my other singles as well, too. So I think that's all the shout outs I have. But Drama Set, Big Homie Entertainment, Day Rashid Records. And, yeah, that's about it.
Definitely. Shout out to all of you guys, you know, and his whole camp. Y'all make sure you're checking my boy out on his social media handles. I believe we have the other artist on the line. I'm going to go ahead and pull him in. Just Beast, are you in the building with us, honey?
I'm in the building, rocking. What's good?
Yo, what's good with you, Papa? I was waiting to hear from you, my guy.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Definitely. We was just talking to my boy Q, but now I'm going to talk to you for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I was sent your material, and you know what I'm saying? My boy, to let y'all people know, is coming out of Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? His name is J-U-S Beats. With the Z at the end, honey. And you know what I'm saying? I ran my ear across your joint cruising, you know what I'm saying? What you had to bring to the table with that, Joan. And like y'all said, y'all can check that out under J-U-S-B-E-A-T-Z, you know what I'm saying? Featuring Davion. Now, that Joan right there, it was set off to a remix to make of Lil' Kim's Crush on You. I know y'all remember that motherfucker right there. That da-da, da-da. Y'all remember that Joe that I got a Chris on you. Y'all remember that Joe. Y'all remember how your heads was bothered to that Joe. Y'all gonna do the same thing right here. Now, I looked you up online, you know what I'm saying, and I like what you got going on, but I did not see a video for it. Are we gonna get one, my boy?
That's actually in the process right now. We shot one of the scenes 3 days ago, and then we're gonna finish it up the rest of the video this week. So that video should be set for like mid to towards the end of August.
Okay. Well, y'all make sure y'all checking for that. Now, is it going to be a local thing? Is it going to be a close set? Because I want to be able to tell my people that's in your area if they're going to be able to come out and shake a little booty to it. You feel me?
Oh, no, it's definitely going to be open. So I definitely give out the location on my social media.
Definitely. Y'all make sure y'all checking that, Joan. I'll make sure you slide on over to the SoundCloud, slide on over to the Spotify. Check that, Joan, out. You feel me? Before you even go so you can dress appropriately, you dig? Now, I also was able to listen to your Joan called Mardi Gras. Now, is that a Marvin Gaye sample that's in there?
Mardi Gras has the Bill Withers. Bill Withers simple, Ain't No Sunshine.
I see. Look. Yeah, that's definitely working for you. You had my head bobbing to the beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I slid on over to the YouTube because, like I said, when you send me material, I like to check out who I'm talking to. So I slid on over to the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And the part, the release party looked lit. Shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, your videographer, you know what I mean, for editing it all. But it looked lit. How was that for you?
I was lit. I ended up releasing that on my own 21st birthday. So it was just an overall, it was a good night. That video is actually done, so that one should, I'm just looking for the right release date for that one. But that one's already shot and ready.
Dope. So are you going to do like a pre-release of like a couple of seconds? Are you going to do like, you know what I'm saying, a campaign for it, or are you just going to drop it on? It's like a bomb.
No, I'm going to definitely get a campaign rolling. You know, blast it, get a probably 15, 20 second on the Instagram and IGTV.
Okay, you got to make sure you're tagging me to that, honey, because I wanted to get ready to see that, John. You know what I mean? Y'all need to make sure y'all checking him out. Y'all go ahead and plug him into your YouTube, honey, JUSBEATZ. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it confused. Now I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead and shout out your social media handle so they know exactly where to go to find you, honey.
Definitely. Follow me on the Instagram and Twitter, same at name, JUS_BEATZ. That's JUS_BEATZ.
All right, my people. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check him out. Make sure you slide your ear across his stuff. Share, comment, you know what I'm saying? Download, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, I check out a lot of music by the artists, you know what I'm saying, that I follow because I like to get a good sense of who you are. And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, if you listen to maybe 3 or 4 tracks from an artist, you can really get to know them as a person. You know what I'm saying? So I take it seriously when you send me your music, honey, because I want to know who I'm talking to. But, you know what I mean, I felt you on your Joan called A Lot of You. Y'all make sure y'all check that out, too. I checked it out on Spotify. Y'all do the same. Now, from the jump, I was feeling your honesty with that. You know what I'm saying? Because you started out with, I believe the bar was, and I'm just pulling it off the top of my head. I think it was I Don't Really Fuck With A Lot of You Niggas. For ones that made it, I'm proud of you niggas. Like, I felt that bar, and that's like the first bar that comes on, my people. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the humbleness behind his words. You know what I'm saying? Across that smooth ass beat. You know what I'm saying? And then you said something like, it's one in a million, like one in a million, like one in the lottery. I wanted you to really just touch on, because a lot of cats is listening. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I want you to touch on and talk to my people about the importance of knowing and living the decision to make this music thing more than just a hobby, you know what I'm saying, taken up by drunken high groupies up studio sessions and, you know what I'm saying, somebody's closet and basement, you know what I'm saying, studio. Like, talk to them about the importance of really making that jump from hobby to, you know, serious type thing to try to go after this lottery ticket.
I mean, definitely that's a full-time commitment. Like, you really need a team behind you, need supporters behind you, and you have to go through a lot of trial and error, and it takes a lot of practice to literally find out what type of artist you are in the first place, just even discovering your song. And that was a song I did, I want to say, 3 years ago. That was my freshman year of college. So that's when I really started, like, you know, graduating from high school, started taking music serious, and that was just the first single I ever released on my own. And then it took off, and like, everybody liked it. It got the Ellie Goulden sample. Like, I love samples. You'll notice that with a lot of my songs. And
yes,
I think it's a different vibe of track, and like, it was just a statement I was trying to make with my first song. It wasn't like a party track. It was just, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Well, definitely I was feeling it, you know what I'm saying, because nowadays it's not so many people that come out that really just, you know, give you that transparency, you know what I'm saying, with their music, you know what I'm saying, so that you can feel exactly who they are, you know, and I really appreciated the fact that, you know, you
definitely
brought a track like that to the table, you know what I'm saying, so hats off and salute to you, Papa, you know what I'm saying, like, real talk. Now, I want you to go ahead one more time and shout out all your social media handles so they know exactly where to find you out and they don't forget it.
Hello?
Yeah, I want you to go ahead and shout out all your social media handles one more time so they know where to find you and they don't forget it.
Follow me on IG and Twitter at JUS_BEATZ. So that's Just Beats. JUS_BEATZ. Give me a follow. I follow back. Show love. And we keep networking.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all make sure y'all check my boy out. I'm going to go ahead and pull my boy Q back in. Q, is you still riding out with me, Big Papa?
Yes, I'm here.
Definitely. I'm glad you're here.
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yo, go ahead and shout out all your social media handles, Papa.
I am Q Sound. I am Q Sound. Twitter is Q Street 1987, and then Facebook is just Q Sound.
Definitely, definitely. Y'all make sure y'all following, subscribing, sharing, download, all of that. For all of my listeners that was past artists on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, y'all make sure y'all check them out as well. Because you know networking is the only way to make these things move, honey. And if you're listening, it's because you already know that it's some dope artists that be up on this show, honey. So y'all make sure y'all getting at my boys for that networking opportunity. Y'all make sure y'all getting at my boys for all you engineers, all you producers, all you videographers, all you photographers. Y'all need to check for these cats right here. You dig? I want to say one time from your girl, LeJay, baby. This has been the Dream Hustle Win podcast to RAI Radio and Radio Princess, honey. I want to say salute. Join me next time. Y'all know I'm a small fish in a big pond. After this, we're going back to your regular schedule program, but we wanted to make sure we plug in all the dopest independent artists that's coming through. So while I say one more time, salute.